Well, namaste. That's how we do salutation. Bonjour. Good afternoon. Now, without assuming that every one of you know Nepal, now let me ask you, how many of you know Nepal as a country? Well, not all, right? Because I didn't know Mallorca as a destination, so let me not assume. I know New Zealand as it is in Spain, right?
That's right.
Okay, but I didn't know about it being a destination. So we all don't know many things, and that's why we're here. So thank you. Nepal, what comes, those who know Nepal, what comes in your mind when you think of Nepal?
Mountain.
Or mountain, right? As Martin said, Everest. So that has not been barrier only for people with disabilities, but for many able bodies who hate workout or being in right shape, let's put it that way. So as you can see, many people think Nepal immediately, tut suite, Mount Everest. But we have not only Mount Everest, we have 8 mountains above 8,000 meters. That's good news for mountaineers, but for many, Nepal is not for me. This picture of not Everest, but this is Fishtail. Locally, we call it Machaputre. It very much sounds like Machu Picchu. And many people thought, well, there was an incident when Nepal made a picture of Machaputre, they put Machu Picchu. Well, like someone going to London instead of London in Namur. So Nepal, as you can see, mountain, yes. So many people think mountain. But do you know that Nepal, it is in South Asia, a very tiny country because we are between giants, China in the north and India in south, east, and west. A friend of mine is here from India, enable travel. So we are kind of not small if I compare with Belgium, but small because we are between two giants and half the world population is almost there. So huge market, of course. And it is beautiful because it's naturally beautiful. It is not we made it beautiful, but the God made it beautiful in its later time. Majestic mountain and the most important people, whenever you think of going somewhere, people. So there's a saying that people go to Nepal for its mountain and they go back to Nepal for its people. And there are many friends I know who keep going back and they never get tired. So the myth and reality, we have valley. Good news. We have plain land we call Tarai, which is bordering to India. So it's like Belgium. You don't find any hills, no mountain, right? So we have that kind of lands as well. And we have wildlife. You always think of Africa or Kenya, for that matter. But come to Nepal, you get to see rhinoceros, one horn, not two horns, one run rhinoceros in the wilderness. You get to see, you're not allowed to touch unless you have good insurance. But yes, you would see, not inside the cage, Royal Bengal tiger. And I must share with you a very recent great news while I was traveling last week, that Nepal is the only country which has doubled the number of Royal Bengal tiger, or the almost extinct, big cat. We have doubled the number in last one decade. So we deserve a pat in the back, and you should come to see that in the national parks, of course. So you can enjoy Nepal without having to climb Everest. I know that Jeza's fellow countryman, Mr. Mark Inglis, who is double amputee, and he climbed Everest 12 years ago. But Everest is not everyone's cup of tea. And if it is not Everest, you can still come and interact with people, discover yourself. How many of you know that Matthew Ricard? Matthew Ricard, the monk who is the happiest man on the earth. You know where he lives? Not in Beverly Hills, of course. he lives in a monastery in a stupa in Kathmandu, and he does a charity in the Himalaya, Bhutan, Tibet, and Nepal. So you want to see the happiest man on the earth, you should go to Nepal, right? And I had a group from US, all the top executive of Fortune 500 companies, and they wanted the quick, instant recipe of happiness. Came to Nepal and went to Mathurika to get that instant recipe to be happy in half an hour. Well, I don't know how long they stayed happy, but they were happy after the talk, right? So you can enjoy culture. It's very diversified. The country where we have over 100 different dialects. And Hinduism, though it's 80% or 85% people follow Hinduism, but Buddhism, there is like one religion. It is not different. There's Islam, about 2%, Christianity. But all in all, I can tell you, perhaps we are blessed or tortured. All religions are very much in harmony. You'd see Hindu God and Buddhist God both together, or Buddha God together. And this is the only country where even if you make cartoon of Buddha or our Hindu gods, no one will fight. No one will go to the street. Because I remember in Brussels back in 2003, there was a huge demonstration when someone made cartoon of Muhammad. So there, people are pretty much tolerant, with due respect to all religion, but there people are pretty much tolerant and religious harmony is very much there. So one more reason for you to travel to Nepal, what is that? Because it is opening for accessible tourism, which is not there if I look back 2014. And the credit goes to my mentor, who I met in California. Not by chance, but by choice. I knew Scott for some time, but I didn't really meet him. And when I met him, I could simply ask him, would you like to be a guinea pig? Come to Nepal, because we know nothing about accessible tourism. We don't have ramps, we don't have accessible hotel, and it is really not accessible even for local people, because to cross the road is the biggest adventure in Kathmandu. Honestly, even if you don't go Everest, just cross the road in the middle of the street, no cars would stop. So would you like to come? And he said, yes. So such an adventure seeker he was. So he came to Nepal and we worked together. So that was, I would say, a turning point. He was overwhelmed. How many of you know Scott Rains by any chance? Okay, because he is revered. Unfortunately, we lost him 2 years ago, and this was one of his biggest, or the last trip, though after that he went to Malaysia. But he was instrumental. 10 days we went to Chitwan, 42 degrees, Kathmandu was pleasant. He arrived on the birthday of Buddha. And if you didn't know, Buddha was born in Lumbini, which happens to be in Nepal. We don't fight with India that he was born in Nepal, though, because his people associate Buddha with India, because that's where he got enlightenment, he got Buddhahood, but his physical body was born in Nepal. So he chose to be there in Nepal on Buddha's birthday, and, you know, we created some sort of history. I'll show you that video, what would 2 minutes would describe. But fast forward, we kept working after visit of Scott. What we realized, it is doable. All monuments are not accessible, but there are places where we can still show. Out of 7 UNESCO heritage sites within the valley of 20 kilometers, 3 can easily be visited, so why not? And after that, we got a visually impaired, a blind friend from Italy. Right after the earthquake, if you remember, 2015 was the hardest time for us because we got the earthquake of really high magnitude and it really destroyed a lot of things, but not everything. We lost lives. About 4,000 people became partially or permanently disabled. But there were people who wanted to come. And there was a blind person from Rome who came along with one of our groups. We, Four Seasons, have been operating tours for high-end tourists for soft adventure seekers, for cultural tourists. And there, a friend of mine from Rome, he said, I want to come to give a message that Nepal is still good and up and running. And would you mind if I bring a friend who is blind? As you guess, I jumped out of my chair. I said, please bring him. We want him. And he came. And we did trek. We did trek to 3,200 meters. It was not an easy task. Of course, a person with visual impairment, it was total challenge, but we did it. And when we did it successfully, we released the video that, okay, this is what we did. And an American lawyer who is there, and I must tell you that U.S. Embassy back then was very helpful, and we did joint program there. So an American lawyer said, I want to do this trek, and he was amputee with a prosthetic leg, and there was no looking back. We put a program that, as Martin said, Wounded Heroes Trek to Nepal, that could get, or that did get listing in World Tourism Day event, because we coincided with 2016 World Tourism Day. And that's the picture you see. They again went to Pune with all prosthetic legs. And one lady lost her leg in Boston bombing. Two, they are veteran army. One, he's a Vobni amputee. He's the hardest, the toughest guy, I would say, in that trek. He is the police officer in Columbus, Ohio. So that's going on. And what is the latest? As again, Martin said, we've been moving forward slowly but very steadily. And this March, we did a conference, though we call it international. Since we call international, even our Indian tour operator friends who have been focusing on that area, they came, Pankaj. Would you please raise your hand? Yeah, he came all the way from Delhi to participate in that conference. And what we did in that conference was to launch a trail, 1.3 kilometer, which is good for all. So now your wheelchair can do trekking in Nepal with a view like this. This is the banner, so I just put the banner. And you can see how many partners we could engage. And that was... Four Seasons is a privately owned for-profit company, but we engaged them, and they also did it very well. So engaging the industry, we're letting them know that ramp is mandatory. We don't have ADA, so the compliance is pretty tough. So we need to show them the business side that, okay, if you do business, if you make ramp, if you make rooms with accessibility, it is good for your business. And that's what we did. You can see in that picture, hoteliers were invited, and we did that, and it is going much better now. So, I'm moving wrong. Excuse me, can you please, because it is just the opposite than what I do.
Red button.
Red?
Maybe.
No. But first, I need slides, please. Just one slide is left. And then there's a video. Okay, I'll quickly find. Okay. So now it is an open invitation to you, not because we are fully accessible, we are not. But this may give you a lot of meaning to your life. At times we ponder that, what is the meaning of my life? I tell you, come to Nepal and you'll find meaning of your life. As Matthew Ricard did, as there is a John Wood, a guy who left Microsoft to start an NGO in Nepal after a trekking trip. He quit the job because he thought that I can't make Bill Gates any richer because he's the already richest guy. I'd rather make these kids rich, room to read. So Nepal has many stories where it profoundly changes people's perspective and giving more or experiencing, discovering more. So yes, it can turn pain to power, and we've been engaging people, local friends with disabilities. I have friends with visual impairment. I have friends who are deaf. I have friends who are amputees. I have friends who roll wheelchairs, and we meet. And not only we invite people from Europe or US, we are taking them out for excursions, and we share immense joy. So if you want to come, please, too, because life is not meant to be in the harbor, and Nepal would definitely give you some new meaning and new reasoning and new turn and twist about life. So may I request, sir, to have a quick video that summarizes what we have done. So for the benefit of our visually impaired friend, since there is no voiceover, it is Scott riding the elephant in National Park. He did try ultralight flight in Pokhara. And it was a coincidence that when we are in Pokhara doing ultralight, as you can see, free will, and this is what we did for local people with disabilities. We took them out to a botanical garden, giving them a day picnic excursions where Hotel Radisson, a lot of other friends came. We gave them yoga lesson, and this was right after the earthquake because they were doing nothing and just counting the aftershocks. So tourism became a big healer. And here is Marco, our friend, a blind friend from Italy. We made him touch these things, touch the bell, hear the sound, make Momo. Momo is very popular fast food out there. He made pottery, he did singing ball, and he even made one pottery of ashtray and took home. So you can see, this is what you can do. So touch, feel, hear, all the senses we try to engage him with, and he did yoga, good for your health. And at the end, he did trekking, going to 3,200 meter, crossing suspension bridges and crossing swollen river. But at the end, he loved that experience. And when I asked, what didn't you like? He said, the horn or honking of motorbike. Well, that now we have controlled, thanks to. And in this video, you can see this was a local initiative to raise the awareness and the right for people with disabilities. We Asia Tri, if you know, where 4 or 5 countries from Japan, Korea, Hong Kong, the wheelchair users and blind, that come and they roll wheelchair in the street of Kathmandu, which is not too safe place, to come from different parts of the valley. They rolled for 4 days and 4 season was the support for that. And we also organized talk programs to raise awareness. And he is the ex-US ambassador to Nepal who has been supportive, Scott, not Rains, but Delisi. So we lost one Scott and we got another Scott. So on that note, I conclude my session and thank you for paying attention. Any question, I'm happy to take.